This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Several of the Carbondale Community Interfaith Council have recently attended the Parliament of the World's Religions. It was in Toronto back in November. As we commemorate the birthday of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., I thought we could talk to some of them about the legacy of Dr. King and how that is expressed through different faith communities. Joining us in studio, Pastor Paul Waterman of Epiphany Lutheran Church in Carbondale and Scott Martin of the Baha'i Community of Carbondale. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
As we look at the legacy of Dr. King, he talked about unity. He talked about bringing people of color together as well as people of different faiths at the same time. Paul, I'll start with you. How do you feel like the Interfaith Council, both at the local and a global level, help work for that?
Sure. Thanks, Jennifer. The Parliament of the World's Religions opened my eyes to the expansive world in which we live. I believe we're so interconnected with one another, and yet we are so fearful of the other, usually those who are much different than us. And in the legacy of Dr. King, there was a drive to bring people together that didn't always believe and have the exact same belief system, but together, that our power combined is much more effective than any of us individually. And a big hallmark of Dr. King is to stand for those who are poor, who are marginalized, oppressed, on the fringes. And certainly, those are the peoples whose voice is least heard in our communities, locally, nationally, internationally. And this was a chance to bring many of those voices together to talk not with a mediator or anybody in between, but to talk directly in dialogue with one another and to seek common understanding, but also to celebrate our uniqueness. We didn't try to imagine that everyone was exactly the same in every way, but we celebrated both the diversity and the unity in our faith traditions and our kind of morals and drive to serve the greater good.
You both attended this World Parliament, or Parliament of World Religions, I should say. I wonder, Scott, were you surprised by anything? Were you enlightened by anything that you learned there?
I guess the thing I was looking for was the ability to talk with one another without being fearful. Sometimes when people, as Paul was saying, when we don't have the unknown, if there's an unknown, we don't know someone, you either maybe feel foolish sometimes, you feel like you can't ask a question. Here, what people were completely open in many ways. We weren't kind of trying to change one another's ideas, as Paul said, but we were seeking to find out where they came from, where we can find commonality, and that was good.
That may seem somewhat different to people than what we're experiencing in the country right now. There's certainly quite a bit of polarization, not just in politics, but in lots of different areas. How do you bring that message of understanding, of communication, back to Carbondale?
What I experienced at the Parliament was the urgency of bringing people together. And not just people that are close in proximity or people that are just like-minded. Certainly those people are important. But there is an urgency in bringing people together to work for the common good. And that could take a whole range of poor homeless folks to just unlimited options for people in need. Another big drive of the World Religions of the Parliament was climate change and the urgency of working together to limit our impact on the earth and to make changes in our lifestyle, individually, collectively, as a community, to make those necessary changes to treat not only our human neighbors better, but our animals and plants better as well.
Sure. Scott, as a part of the Baha'i community, you're a part of a community that people may not be as familiar with,
sure,
particularly in this part of the world,
right,
in this part of the country. Do you think that the Interfaith Council and the Parliament of World Religions, does that help to kind of bridge the gap there?
Well, Baha'is believe that all the religions come from the same creator, and whether you call him Allah or God or Lord, that they all come from the same source, and we may see them differently, but there's a commonality of the good, in them. So we want to see that when we dialogue together, when we talk about it, we want to try and find the positive things in the power of the faith communities of religion. There is people do things for religion that they may not do for other causes, and using the climate change as an example that Paul mentioned, there were people there that was really encouraging faith communities to talk about climate change and the effects that that has on different people and in different communities around the world, and bring that power of faith to action. Yeah.
As it happens so many times, we run out of time before we run out of things to talk about. But you can learn more about the Carbondale Interfaith Council. They have a Facebook page. You can also do a Google search, and it comes right up. Pastor Paul Waterman and Scott Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
us.
Jennifer.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.